Hi, this is Angel on podcast. Now that I am drowning, it's okay not to be okay. Yes, life can be drowning sometimes. If you feel down, demotivated, you don't feel like getting along with people, you don't feel like doing things, then that's fine. Because you're not always on fire to do things and feeling good about something. We cannot deny that there are things that are not okay with us. But we chose to be okay with it because we had no choice. Just like how you ended your relationship with someone, or in life in general, the situations that you didn't expect to be so heavy and difficult. I wish I could turn back time and make things right. But I realized now it was really destined to be like that. Going through these things is part of our growth. Pero naisip ko, why do we have to suffer and feel pain? Well, because of these experiences, natututo tayo. Just like a gold being refined by fire, we are being tested, and then we become brave and resilient. I wish I could stop time and run away and come back when it's okay na. Pero you can't run from reality. There is no shortcut. There is no option to fast forward things or rewind in life. We all get tired, but when you lose your spark, it's very difficult to keep your composure. Things can be overwhelming sometimes. Alam mo yun, like from the things that are happening around you, the people, all the sudden things that happened. That moment when you were caught off guard, di mo alam kung anong gagawin mo. Like, oh no, it's a lot harder than I thought pala. You don't know what to do anymore. It shouldn't be like this. It's not what I want to happen, pero bakit ganito? Pero don't let your guard down so much because it won't help you. It will only get you weaker. Honestly, it's hard to fight what you really feel inside. It's one of the toughest feelings that I don't want. But you have to let it out. You can rest and contemplate. Just don't allow your emotions get in the way. How many times have you said you're okay? Yung bang pag may nagtanong sa'yo, kumusta ka? Okay ka lang ba? Tapos sasagot mo, yes, okay. Okay lang ako. I'm good. But in reality, you're not really okay. The feeling of not being okay is totally fine. And you shouldn't feel bad about it. Things just happen, and unexpectedly, it didn't turn out well, and you just felt sad and disappointed with it. You don't have to force yourself. It's okay to be vulnerable. But even if you feel this way, don't take it too long. Let's not let this feeling grow in our system. I know it's hard. It's really hard. Naramdaman ko din to. Yung naramdaman ko lately. It hasn't been easy acting as if nothing happened. But I realize that I've been through a lot and giving up is not an option. We don't know what's in the future. We don't know what future holds. So let's stay driven, and even if trials pull us down, let's still do our best for whatever awaits us in the future. As we grow older, life continues to surprise us in many ways. You will wonder how you managed to survive in such a difficult situation. Magtataka ka na lang. Dati, sobrang nahihirapan ka, trying to figure things out. You don't know what to do. But here you are, still fighting and not giving up. Let's recognize the feeling of being not okay. The feeling that there are days when you're not okay. You're hurt, you're tired, you want to cry, you want to give up, you don't know what to do, you don't understand things, and you struggle. That's how life really is. And in times when you're not okay, be kind to yourself. I hope you choose to love yourself and not blame yourself for things you have no control over. Always pray. Always go back to your plan, your passion, the things you want to do. And think about the people who truly believed and genuinely care for you. Whatever it is that you're going through, lilipas din yan. It's okay not to be okay.